meet his friends. This year should be a special schus. Ravi Mori, Nimi Maris, Isha Yichyu, Lili Nishmas, Adoni Avi Zakeni, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, whose Yortzeit was today. It should be a special schus for Yadid Napshi, Reb Aaron Yisrael, Ben Reb Moshe Mordechai, B'chol B'nei Veso, Yadid Napshi Moshe Yudah Ben Peshedina, Baruch Hatzlacha, L'chol Ma'aseyadim and his entire family. When you're learning the sugi of Itzer Chatzi Shiur B'shtuye Yayin, what a simcha to learn a sugi in Meseches Krisus. The shiur is based on the Dibros Ariel, a very, very beloved sefer, on various Mesechtes, an amazing, amazing sefer, set of Sfarim, highly recommended. It says in the Torah, Vayikra, this week's parasha, Perek Yud, Pasuk Tes, Yain v'shechar al teisht, yochel afilu kolshu afilu migito. The sages teach us in a braisa when the Torah instructs Aaron the high priest, drink no wine nor intoxicating drink. You nor your sons with you when you go into the Ohel Moed, that you shall not die. One might have thought that this applies even if he drank any amount, and even if he drank wine from its press, i.e., wine that has not finished fermenting. Tamid lomar v'shechar, ein aser ela kedei l'shaker, b'kama kedei l'shaker revius yayin ben mem yom. Therefore the pasuk says, nor intoxicating drink, indicating that only the consumption of a quantity of wine sufficient to intoxicate is prohibited. And how much wine is sufficient to intoxicate? It is a minimum of a quarter log of wine that is 40 days old, which has already fermented. Im kein ma talmud lomar yayin, lomar lecha, shemuzharin alav kol shehu, umuzharin alav migito. If so, why must the first state wine when the term intoxicating drink would have sufficed? It is to tell you that although one is not liable to receive death at the hand of heaven for it, it is forbidden to drink any amount of it, even less than a quarter log, and then enter the Beis HaMikdash. And similarly, it is prohibited to drink it from its press, and then enter the Beis HaMikdash. And one who does so receives Malkus. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel hagemara. What we'd like to understand is, how come we need a special azhara for a mashu yayin? Matam lo yayin lucham shebesan lo lof kolshu. Even a mashu of wine doesn't have to be a shir. Why isn't that included in the general issur of chatzi shir asur min haTorah? Now the Kesef Mishnah, the Radbaz, argue, if according to this Tanya of the Braisa, one receives Malkus for a Mashu Yayin or not. The Kesef Mishnah, Beperek Aleph Mibias Mikdash Halacha Aleph, writes that you don't get Malkus on a kolshu of Yayin, and also not on Yayin Migito, unfermented wine. But the Radbaz writes that according to the Tanya Kama, you get Malkus al Yayin kolshu. And the only mute in the Gemara is mechi uv misa bidei shamayim, avo malkus ika, but there is going to be malkus. So according to the Radbaz, we understand very well why we need a special azhara the mashu yayin yoser mibisharis surim ki b'chol haTorah. There's only an iser b'chatzi shir, but here there's a chi of malkus. That's terrific according to Radbaz. Avo ladas hakesef mishneh, that there's no malkus here either. We have to understand why we need a pasuk to tell us that mashu is aser. Typically, just go with the traditional chatzi shir aser min haTorah. That should be enough. In the minchas chinuch, after he brings the kesef mishnah, This is in Mitzvah Kufnun Beis Os Dalet. He writes, V'nira, Da'af al pi she'ein lokan al mashu yayin, even though there's no malchus on a mashu of yayin, nevertheless, kevin demavur b'shas, denofik midrash demusar nalav, nira demusar belav, umikom mokom ein lokan, avalein dino kachatzi shir durak iser, el alav gomru, v'nafkamina linyan shvua, demavur b'toysis shvuas, da'al chatzi shir chola shvua, v'alav ein ochol, Imkein hachinami, kevin sh'oiver belav, gomru loy chayla shvua. Terrific. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that even though there's no malchus on a mashu yayin, nevertheless, since we learn that Gemara expounds this from a pasuk, the Isser of Chatzi Shir, that would mean that it's included in the lav, nafka mina linyan shvua. That on a Chatzi Shir, if you make a Chatzi Shir, you're not going to eat a Chatzi Shir, sir, the shvua is chal. But on a lav, it's not chal, ain't Isser chal al Isser. So here also, since it's a lav, it's not going to be chal. Well, the shita saminchas chinuch. We understand why we need a special azhara, and you don't get it from the general warning not to have a chatzi shir, because the Torah was megala that here there's a lav gamur, nafka mina linyan shvua, the lo chayla, it's not chal. If one is nishba to go into the mikdash or serve with a chatzi shir, the shvua is not chal. Why is the shvua not chal? Because it was already chal. Because a person's already mushba v'yomei. So therefore, the shvua is not chal. If it was a regular chatzi shir isser, it would be chal. However, from the Kesef Mishnah, it's mashma not like him. Because the Kesef Mishnah writes, when we call Mogam Yeshla Tamo, Kemichim, Musar, and Alkol Shu, Val Yain Migito, Lama, Lo Kosav, Shalokim, Alayim, Veshloim, Mar, the Alkol Shu, Pshita, Dein Lokin, Kashem, Shain Lokin, Alkol Shara, Surim, Shevetorah, Bakol Shu. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, since we're Musar on Kol Shu of Yayin and Yayin Migito, unfermented wine, then why is there not Malchus? Why is there no Malchus according to the Rambam? As the Kesef Mishnah understands him. And the answer is that on Kol Shu it's Pashit, there's no Malchus. Because you never get Malchus for a Kol Shu. Now, if it's a lav gamor, then you should be getting malchus, and there's no raya from the rest of the Torah. Because the rest of the Torah is mitin chatzi shir, but here you have a special pasuk, so why isn't there malchus? In the Sefer HaChinuch and Kuf Yud Aleph, he writes that Yayin Nesech, Sheyaduah Sheneschu Lefnei Avodah Zarah, is Surah B'mashu Min HaTorah. If you know that it was poured before Avodah Zarah, these libations, it's Asur B'mashu, and there's Malchus. Why? Because Lo Yidbak B'yadcha Me'umah Min HaChayrim, nothing, you're not allowed to get any Hanah from Avodah Zarah. The Minchas Chinuch writes, the reason you get Malchus on a Kol Shu Hanah is because it says Me'umah, even Kol Shu. So you see that the Torah could be masiyah, the Torah could warn about a kol shu. There's no raya from here to the rest of the Torah. What do you mean? Pshita she'ein lokim. What's the pshita? So we have a pasuk that tells us that it's asur, so maybe there should be malchus. Ube'emes, we find the gabay isra achilas chometz b'pesach. The Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Chametz of Matzah, in Halacha Zayin, writes, Ha'ochel men ha'chometz atzmo b'pesach kol shu, ha'reza osur men ha'torah, sh'ne'amar lo yochal chometz, ve'af al pichein, eno chayiv kareis o korban, el al kishir shu kizayis. That if a person eats chametz kolshu, it's asr min haTorah. It says loichal chametz, and even though he's not chayiv karis or a karban, unless he eats a shear, which is kezayis, if he eats pachas mikezayis, b'mezid, you give him rabbinic malchus, makas mardus. In the case of Mishnah, it's tameya. Kashili, lamali karabu chametz b'pesach. Habachol isurim shebetara kaimalon, the chatzi shir asur min haTorah. The Rambam daf lern fun a pusik. The Rambam has to bring a pasuk to tell you, loyochal alof loyochal chometz, that it's kolshu is asur. Maishna from the rest of the Torah that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. And he blibes with the tzarichim. And the problem is why does the Kesef Mishnah not tell us that it's that the reason you need a pasuk is to tell you that it's a lav gomor? And you don't get malchus because it's pachas mikashir, but it's still a lav gomor. And nafkamina that a shavua is not chal, like the Minchas Chinuch writes. So you see, the Kesef Mishnah, he didn't buy it. He didn't accept this whole notion of, is that a lack of respect to say he didn't buy it? I don't know. If it is, then I didn't mean it. In that way, Chas Shalom. But the Minchas Chinuch's idea of having an explicit lav means that a Shavuah is not chal on it. The Kesef Mishnah didn't accept, otherwise he would have said this word by Chometz B'Pesach. So he doesn't say it over here by the Chatzi Shir of Shtuya Yayin, it's the Midin Shavua. He doesn't say it by Chometz B'Pesach. Like by Tikra B'Savod Azara, Amashi was Aser. And there's even Malchus. So it's mucharak opponent from the case of Mishnah that there's no lav gomor. According to the Menchas Chinuch, there's a lav gomor on shtuya yayin of a chatzi shir, but not according to the case of Mishnah. And so, kim tzedek the kasha, our question reinstates itself, and dot is, how come necessary to have a special azhara of a chatzi shir? What about the iser klali b'chol haTorah kula? And chatzi shir is aser min haTorah. So why here is there a special iser chatzi shir? It's always aser al chatzi shir. Not only that, the Kesef Mishnah comments on the Rambam. He wonders why why you need a special pasuk for chatzi shir by chometz. But he doesn't say anything over here by drinking. Why you need a pasuk for chatzi shir? So why does he only make this comment when it comes to chometz? That you need a pasuk for a chatzi shir, and he doesn't make the same comment by us by drinking. Same hara would apply in both cases. We have a yafusa always that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. So what's the special yafusa here? And again, the case that we have a kasha in both places. The case of Mishnah, for whatever reason, only asks it in Chametz Matzah. So then we can answer based on the Shagas Aryeh. A yesod of the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Pei Aleph. The Chatzi Shir is not also linyan Bal Yeroi. A chatzi shir is not asur l'inyan bal yirah. Ve'ein adoim l'sha'ar isurim that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. And the reason is, because that chatzi shir is asur min haTorah, is since it's chazi litztarufe, it's roi to be mitztarif to a whole shir, he's eating isur. And that's why if you eat a whole shir, you're chayiv. Why? At the beginning, you only ate a half a shear. You only ate less than a shear. If you only ate less than a shear, then that's not an usur eating. So why, when you eat the whole shear, is the whole thing usur? Because you're really eating isur all along. Because that isur that you're eating all along is also usur. It's chazil, it's tarufe. And then the isur is completed. And now there's going to be an onesh when he eats the shear. So the chiyuv is on the whole kezayis. And that's how the first chetzi, whenever we say chetzi, according to almost everybody, it doesn't mean literally a half, it means less than a shear. So when I eat the first chetzi, I'm also eating isser. But it's not like that, like Abay Bal Yerah. Why? Because if you have a chatzi shear of chametz, and then you add on another chatzi shear, you're not chayv l'mafreya for the first chatzi shear, you're only chayv from here on in. But on the time that you had less than a shear, you're not chayiv. So this chatzi shear is never chazi litzterufe. When you eat a half a shear and then you were mashlim the other half a shear, so that first half that you ate was potentially part of a shear. Because it'll turn out that now that you ate the whole shear, what you ate earlier was also part of the shear. And you're chayv l'mafreir for when you ate earlier. But if I had a half a shear of chametz, and then I add on another half a shear, I'm not chayv l'mafreir. I'm not chayv retroactively for that first half. And therefore, there's no isser chatzi shear chametz, because the half a shear is an usser. Something is only usser if l'mafreir you're going to be chayv for a whole shear. And by yirah, that doesn't apply. So even though it's learned from a pasuk of Kol Chelev, the ikar reason is Chazil Itztarufe, says the Shagas Aryeh. It could be transformed into a shear of Isser. And since this ultimately can be transformed to a shear of Isser, so you're Asr even on the Chatzi shear. But that doesn't apply to Bal Yerah. Ad Kan, Torah of Divrei HaShagas Aryeh, B'simin Pei Aleph. According to that, we understand very well why chatzi shir of shtuye yayin is not usser. Why? Because the isser of shtuye yayin is not an isser shtia. It's an isser to go into the Beis HaMikdash when one is shasu yayin, when one is slightly inebriated. And it's an isser lavod avoda when he's shtuye yayin. Because if Mishnah writes in Bias Mikdash, to be in the Mikdash is when shtuye yayin is usser. The chiyuv misa is only when he's oved avoda when he's shtuye yayin. Before me divrei Rambam, kol kohen kosher lavod mishasa yayin. So the Kesmishim is Dayek, that is only if Ovar Avoda. But if he goes in, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Akoponim, it's Pashut. Let's say a person drinks a Mashu, and he goes into the Mikdash, where he does Avoda, and then afterwards he's Mashal in the Revius. Is he over the mafreya on the little bit that he drank? Mapito. The yisr is being in a matzav of a person who drank a revius of yayin. But the first little bit that he drank, that's not usr. There was an isser not to drink a revius of yain and then go into the mikdash or work. So, seder, the whole thing is part of the shiur retroactively. But that's not the isser. The isser is to be shatu yain, to be in the state of mild inebriation. And when does that apply? Only at the end. After one is already drunk, that shir, it's not an isser shtia. It's an isser to be shasui. And memela, he's not chayev. There's no isser on the chetzi, because it won't come out there retroactively. He was chayev on that chetzi, because that's not the definition of the isser. The definition of the isser is to be shasui, not the ma'isa shtia. It was the Maisa Shtia, then retroactively is Chayav in the first Chatzi Shir. But if the Isser is to be Shasui, then he's not Chayav and retroactively. Because it's not an Isser to be the Etzem drinking is not the Isser. The drinking itself is not the Isser, and therefore, if he drinks a half a Shir and then he does a Voda, and then he's Mashlim Ravis. He's not over Lamafreya. So you can't say, yeah, he's Chayev Misa for what he did earlier. No, Mapitom. Again, even a Mashu is Usir. But it's not Usir because it's Chazil Tzarufe, because that's not the Isir. Yes, there is. Once a person's in a state of having drunk a revius, he's now allowed to enter the mikdash or work, do the avoda. So what he worked after drinking the first chaytzi is never going to be mishapich leiser. It's not chazil etzarufe, and therefore it's not included in the klal of chatzi shir aser min haTorah. And that's why you need a special azhara for a chatzi shir, because even though it's not mitzdarif l'mafreya to the whole shir, but it's still Aser, but it's not included in the Aser HaKoli of Chatzi Shir. So that's super duper. That's why you need the special Aser. There's the Kiddush Siyankiv and Psachim who questions this Shagas Aryeh. And our Avoda, please God, for the next shir, is to see what the Kilas Yaakov says and what we can do with it, how we can deal with it in a healthy way. So thank you so much for listening, and the Mitzvah Hashem, please stay tuned for more Nefilos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and shalom. I hope we're Zochem Mitzvah Hashem B'li Neder to continue. Shalom, shalom.